CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gee, I wish a man would be my friend and teach me the ways. Oh well, I guess. Sometimes I wish that there was a man who understands me, because I'm Aiden Ross. Someone who can show me a way to fight, and who can be friends, and we'll joke all night. I'll be your friend, Aiden. I'll be that man. I'll show you fight styles from Japan. My case will be done, and we will go to Mars. And you can ride in all my fancy cars. Friendship between two men is great. Andrew, will you watch me while I masturbate? No, no, it is haram. Instead, I will say, Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salami, Andrew.
Let us begin the friendship special. What I wanted to say.
Oh, you can talk?
Yeah, you can talk.
Okay.
You can talk. Hey, Rick, one time you shared a really cool video with, like, on social media.
Yeah.
This guy was on a red carpet. And the reason I even bring this up.
Thank you so much.
That guy.
Thank you so much.
This guy. In fact, I got to show Blake. Let's just
He farts into the microphone. Type in Alki David red carpet.
My phone is all fucked up. Hold on. We are going to show Blake something awesome. Emmanuel can edit this in, because I don't think anybody owns this video. I think
it belongs to the world.
It belongs to the world. But check this out, Blake. Oh, wait. I gotta connect my shit to the fucking Rodecaster. Hold on. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Mr. Red's Lair. I am Mr. Red. We are doing the friendship special with Rick Darge, my friend. Good day.
Whoa.
Hold on. Come here. Come hither. And then, of course, joining me, of course, is our podcast engineer, Blake.
Hello.
Famous Blake, who does the music for the show.
I'm just trying to...
Okay, you know what? Fucking A.
What's going
already,
on?
No, I'm trying to connect this...
Are the wheels falling off the bus?
No. Let me just make this discoverable. So I want to play this on the thing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But you know what? It doesn't even matter. I'll just play for Blake.
What's this music? Is this the Beatles?
This is Famous
this
Blake.
This is you?
Yeah. He does a bunch of music. If you ever need some tunes
Hell
for
yeah.
your stuff, you know, like. Put Alki Farts.
Alki David Fart Red Carpet. Yes. So the viewers can find it.
I think whoever this man is, he is amazing that he can do this.
He's
on command.
Billionaire. He has a very funny Instagram.
Really?
Yeah, he's like, he shares too much.
Ah, interesting.
I really like him, though. He's really funny. He's a bit problematic.
Oh, is he?
If you look up his name. Like,
oh, okay. I'll ignore. Oh, hold on. Here, hold it up to the mic.
Okay.
Or we'll have Emmanuel.
Of course, have faith.
He's on like a fashion red carpet.
And many other companies. Good to have you here.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful, Anushka. Well, I'm a little bit.
So he takes the microphone and he puts it near his ass. Did you hear it? Rewind it. He takes the mic and he puts it. Well, you're going to have the video up.
Yeah.
This is an audio only. Well, you can see it. It's funny, right?
Yeah. Check it out. Isn't that amazing, Blake, that somebody could do that and would have no shame in doing that? That's pretty awesome. Rick, welcome.
Wow.
I love you, man. It's the friendship special. I just want to get this out of the way.
It is bright in here.
It's bright. It's hot. We're going to be sweating. It's going to be a bit much.
It's very bright.
Yeah. But Rick, how have you been, man?
I've been good.
Yeah? Cool. Okay. Surrounded by the Blues Brothers, man. Hey, okay, so I just want to say before this episode, we are showing you have seen this music video with Andrew Tate and Aiden Ross, and it's a stupid song.
What's your fascination with Andrew Tate?
I think he's
Give me your best Andrew Tate impression right now.
Water. Oh, the water. Water.
My boo. Wait. Bugatti.
Nice. What color is your? I find him interesting as a character in the culture. Like he's
been arrested.
He's been arrested for human trafficking and rape.
Is that?
I wanted to say that in a way that the algorithm wouldn't.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like for instance, when people want to say that on YouTube, they say the R word instead of. I just gotta, because I don't want to,
Because the algorithm won't know what that means.
Right. I think if I roll my R's.
Yeah, you've elongated.
It'll confuse the algorithm. Because I notice every time people talk about Andrew Tate, which I'm interested in this case, it's interesting.
Right.
It's
interesting.
They say he R-worded as opposed to.
Okay.
What do you mean R-worded?
They say R-worded instead of...
Oh, okay. I know what you mean. For the algorithm.
Yeah. And by the way, we are not down with...
It's not meant to be... You make it sound like too much fun.
Right.
It's probably not.
Right. Well, I'll say it like...
Well, now it is.
Right. But that's what he's charged with.
Okay.
And I just want to say, already it's fucking burning in here.
Yeah.
It's scorching. Okay, I just want to say that I was for a bit...
He was in jail, right, for 45 days?
He was in jail for a few months, right, Blake?
I don't really know. Oh, okay. But I know that, he got arrested.
I was worried
And then his brother got arrested as well.
And they got arrested, and I won't say it the way I was saying it. They got arrested
Blake,
for...
Blake, do you secretly watch...
Andrew Tate.
Yeah, and you don't tell him?
No.
You're actually a fan?
I think he's a funny man, but he's like a character. I think he's playing a character.
Yeah. Aren't we all playing a character?
Yeah, right?
You know what I mean?
But
aren't we all characters?
Yeah. I will say, the animation team whom you just met, Rick, they were working on this fucking music video for 10 trillion years.
Wow.
And I do resent Andrew Tate and Aiden Ross for even existing, for wasting... My creativity, our creativity. You know what? I just wanted to say that.
Yeah.
Rick. So, Rick, you haven't heard of this Colleen Ballinger lady.
No, I don't know who this is.
Okay.
What is this?
Have you heard of a show on Netflix called Haters Back Off?
No.
Okay.
What is it?
Okay.
Tell me about it. Pitch me.
Okay. It's this.
We're in a pitch meeting and you created the show.
All right.
I'm the Netflix executive.
Okay.
And you're pitching me the show for the first time.
Do you remember the show Strangers with Candy?
No.
You don't remember? It was like this.
I'm
lady.
A network executive.
Oh, okay.
I just play tennis.
You just
I play tennis all day and I eat salmon.
You have something on your nose here. Yeah. Okay. So basically, I'm pitching a show about this woman. I'll pitch to you.
Okay.
You have a woman who started out on YouTube.
Okay, she started doing YouTube videos, like silly YouTube videos. She had a character named Miranda Sings. Could you pull up a picture of her? So because Rick might have seen something of this person. So she had a character named Miranda Sings. Her audience that she cultivated was like young kids, but they were into naughty comedy. You dig what I'm saying? You know, like they were, it was like the SNL.
Okay.
Teens.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? You know, like when you're a teenager and you start getting into like comedy and stuff like
that. Yeah, like sketch.
Stuff like that. She appealed to that crowd. Have you seen this around?
No.
Let me see what you pulled.
Is there something wrong with her?
No, I think she is kind of playing somebody that's like a little. On that thing. On the spectrum. Yeah. I think she plays. She even admitted that she modeled the character after her cousin. And the character is essentially, which is kind of fucked up. The character is this.
I don't know who this is.
Right. Okay. I'm bringing you up to speed because this is like a huge thing in the culture right now.
Yeah.
It's amazing. We're old.
Yeah.
I'm in touch because of the interns.
Right.
Okay. She has a character named Miranda Sings. Miranda Sings started out on YouTube as one of these people that wants to sing and she's bad. And her thing is haters back off. Like she's cringe. Her character is purposefully cringe. She created this character that was purposefully cringe, right?
Okay.
So the success of the YouTube leads to success with a Netflix show. She gets a Netflix show that runs two seasons, right?
Okay, what's the show called?
Haters Back Off.
Haters Back Off.
Right. So she gets the show. Hold on. Rick is here. It's the friendship special.
Is it a sketch comedy show? Mm. I sound so old.
Yeah.
What is Netflix?
It's like she's just.
Is that like where you get the DVD?
Right. No.
And you mail it and they send you one back?
Yeah, Grandpa. It's with like the Twitters and stuff, you know? Like.
Yeah. I bought a house for $30,000.
Yeah.
And now it's valued at $3.8 million.
Hell yeah. The older generation, they were able to get.
Thank you so much. So wait, go on, Miranda.
Miranda Sings. So Miranda Sings. So she gets the Netflix show and then fucking. She cultivates an audience, so she does live shows and stuff like that.
Okay, she's like a Bo Burnham.
You know what?
Bo Burnham.
Exactly. She's like that.
Yeah.
And in fact, started people say she's internet. Like a woman Bo Burnham.
She's a woman Burnham.
Womurnum. And so then now, like in 2020, some of her fans were like, hey, she was like inappropriately.
Yes, she should pay.
Exactly.
You can't. You have to pay for the past.
Exactly. Yeah. But now.
But wait, when was she making work? What year?
Recently. Like just in the.
But
in
they were saying like her stuff was problematic, but from what year was.
Oh, it was. No, it wasn't that her stuff was problematic. It was that she was engaging with her underage fans in a way that was like, dude, why are you even doing this?
Chris D'Elia style.
Right. She was a female Chris D'Elia, allegedly.
She was a female Chris Bo Burnham D'Elia.
But is Bo Burnham problematic or no? Or he was?
I don't know. I don't think. No, Bo seems like he's a good guy. Like
Okay. Yeah, okay, cool. I remember.
But I mean, it depends.
Everybody's
who knows?
Fucking problematic.
You know, in 10 years from now, people could have a problem with people that just speak words because in the future it'll be all AR, VR.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. It's fucked up.
Andrew Tate universe going to the Andrew Tate metaverse.
Like, listen, the whole world is going
Everyone is Andrew Tate in that metaverse, that reality.
Water. I saw a supercut of him saying water. He says water very strangely.
He has a weird, his inflection's very strange.
It's
you,
like.
I can't do it, but it's just like, he's into himself. He definitely.
It's so hard to do.
He definitely like has a room that's all mirrors.
And he goes in there and
he just jerks.
Yeah. In fact, I mean, he wouldn't argue with
you. So Miranda Sings, what happened?
Okay, so Miranda Sings. Okay, my phone is connected to the thing. My phone is computer. Miranda Sings. So basically, some fans went out and said, hey, she sent me panties when I was a young boy. And when I was like a teenager, underage. Okay. And she also would like ask inappropriate questions like, are you a virgin?
How did she get the address to this person to send?
That's interesting question. She was in a group chat with her underage fans.
Okay.
And
she would just pick out random addresses? Be like, you're getting the panties.
Yeah. Like, I think she said as a joke that, oh, I'm going to do a, give away my panties. So she gave this kid her panties, right? Which is weird, right? So then the kid went online as an adult and said she did this, this, and this. And then everybody said she's toxic, blah, 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 blah. So then what she did was the most insane fucking thing I've ever seen and anybody has seen.
This is recently?
This was as recent as last week.
Okay, wow.
So you've heard of public apologies, right?
I've heard of public apologies.
Right. Well, I'm going to show you something.
Did she just give one? So this is a big deal. What's the internet?
It's
this is Netflix show?
Yeah. She has a Netflix show.
Is this all marketing?
Hold up. I see. You know
angle
what
for the Netflix
here it is.
Show?
Okay, so
now we're talking about it.
Right. You know what? I just got to say, this is what she did.
One just believes that you are.
This is what she did. I just want to show you. I just want to get your raw reaction. My phone is shit. It fell. Okay, but this is her, and this was her apology. We're connected to the road, and then.
Vaguely recognize her from the internet.
Right.
Hey, it's been a while since you saw my face. I haven't been doing so great, so I took a little break. So a lot of people are saying some things about me that aren't quite true. Doesn't matter if it's true, though. Just as long as it's entertaining to you.
This is so right? Sad.
Right.
You guys having fun?
You know what? I'm gonna
all
kill
keep it going.
The toxic gossip train. You're chugging down the tracks of misinformation. The toxic gossip train. You got a one-way ticket to manipulation station. Toxic gossip train.
You know what's
time to track the tracks and harass me for my past. Because rumors look like facts. If you don't mind the gaps, I won't
now
survive.
Now, mind you, it's a
10-minute
video.
But
and
hey,
the people are like, why did you make it 10 minutes?
Keep it going.
Yeah.
It's 10 minutes?
It's 10 minutes.
Get to the last 30 seconds.
Okay. Well, the thing is, she
go in the middle. Give us 30 seconds in the middle.
In the wrong. Well, I'm sorry.
Wow,
I'm not
she's still going?
That route. Well,
go to the end.
Right. All right. Here we go.
And ruin a life. And
it ends on an emotional beat.
Oh, no. Make a mistake, it doesn't mean you gotta send them hate. Oh no.
No, you don't have to send them hate, but send them your panties right. And they're 12 years old. Oh no.
Right. Oh, did you see that? Sorry, you missed it. She has it.
And kindly let them know and help them to grow. Sometimes people make mistakes simply because they made a mistake. Mistake doesn't make them a terrible human.
Well, it's subjective.
Right?
I'm sure Charlie Manson thinks he made a mistake.
Oh, man. Charlie Manson is like...
What do you know? Right? Pull up Charlie Manson.
Fuck me, right?
Whoa, that's a weird ending.
Oh, wait.
Fuck me, right? Who was
that
directed towards?
Said? Yeah.
At the end.
She said, fuck me, right?
Yeah.
I didn't even catch that.
That just... wait a minute. Play that again. That took the whole message, and it really put a nice spin on it, you know?
Yeah. Hold on.
You could see through the cracks.
If she was my wife, I would ghost her. But hold on.
It doesn't mean you got a terrible human.
My wife.
Just makes them
sincere. Watch this.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild.
conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What do I know? Fuck me, right?
No, no one wants to fuck you. No, I'm just kidding. That was yeah. Listen, so that was Miranda Singh. She did this and people are like, what the fuck? Why?
How are people liking it?
They're not liking it at all. There's like 10 trillion
reactions. Read us some of the comments.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Let's do it. Let's get into this.
I mean, let's
look. We have such an agenda here.
I mean, okay. Well, might as well. I didn't know about this. Now I'm fascinated.
right.
I had to turn the Miranda Singh's Marvel Universe.
Yeah. 2023 isn't real. This is so painfully millennial. I had a feeling Colleen would come back and do something like this.
Is millennial bad now?
Yeah.
Millennial means like you're a boomer?
Basically.
Damn! We're old, dude.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Oh, 40, yeah. Yeah, but you guys will get it soon.
Oh, dude,
like, yeah. So Gen
it's
Z.
Happening, man.
They use words.
Youth is wasted on the young.
That's a quote.
Yeah. You know, I feel you. I feel you on that. So that is Miranda Sings.
Give us some more.
More? Okay. Be so for real, Colleen. Make an apology. This is spelled so wrong. The grammar is fucked. They didn't say I couldn't sing, Cat from Victorious, that one episode. I don't know what that means. This is so insulting to the victims. I kind of agree. Which is like...
I have a good apology.
Go for it.
Kramer.
Ah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Should I pull it up?
Yeah. It's a good apology because it's like on a TV show. I think it's on Letterman.
I remember this.
And Jerry is on there.
Right.
And they call him in.
Yeah, let's play. In fact, this could be... My original plan for the Christmas special was either we watch a bad movie or we just share clips. And then we would start each clip with, Rick, my friend so true, this is my Christmas gift to you. And then we play the clip. Isn't that...
They just get progressively more problematic.
right. You're right. Okay. This is 2 minutes and 54 seconds.
Worth it.
All right. Let's do it.
Hello, nerds. It is I, Mr. Red, Horseman of the Apocalypse. You are about to experience the shocking true story of the making of one of humanity's greatest works of cinema, Wild Seven's horror film, Debbie and the Devil. You may be asking yourself, what is Debbie and the Devil? Well, sit back and relax, because you're about to find out. Doubt.
Rick, remember when you visited me in jail?
Yes.
What was that like, the check-in process? I was always curious, and I thought now's a good time to ask you.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
So I don't really remember exactly the protocol, but, you know, it's like you got to find a place to park your car.
Right.
You park the car. You meet your friend out front.
George Ross.
You immediately have to... go through security to make sure you're not smuggling in any weapons or knives.
Right.
So you go through the metal detector, empty your pockets.
Were they mean to you?
No, they wand you down. They're fine.
Yeah.
And then I remember I believe we didn't take an elevator. We might have just went down. Anyway, they redirect you to a room and you go in. And you sit down at the booth, and then you just wait for your friend Nas to show up.
Yeah, I show up all skinny.
And then he comes in, and he's behind the glass. And,
Do you remember we danced when you were leaving? I got up and started dancing, and then you danced too. You did like a thing around the thing. Very, very good times. Yeah. Gang, Rick.
What was that like for you, being on the inside and seeing us?
It was great.
On the outside.
Yeah, it was... There's an expression I've heard. You know who your friends are when you're in jail and when you're in the hospital.
Oh, that's
and,
interesting.
And I knew who my friends were in that moment. Hey, brother. Blake.
Had to support.
If you were in jail, that would suck.
Yeah.
That would suck. But I think I would, depending on what you did, I would try to pull
depending
some strings.
Depending on what you did.
You know?
Yeah, it depends. He did what to those cats?
right.
Did you hear about this restaurant called Horses in L.A.?
No. Tell me.
Gosh.
What is it?
It's a fucked up story. This this couple, you can read about it. Mm. They started this very popular restaurant called Horses. It's still open.
Uh-huh.
They got divorced. I don't know if this was the reason why they got divorced, but the wife, they were both chefs at the restaurant. Very good food. Hard to get a reservation.
Mm-hmm.
The wife loved cats, stray cats. She would bring them home and rehabilitate them and then set them free. Well, she started to notice that the cats went missing and would wind up dead. And the husband would blame it on the coyotes in the neighborhood or, I don't know, I guess it just ran away. One day she woke up in the middle of the night and she went down into the kitchen and she saw her husband, who's a chef at Horses, strangling a cat with one hand and pleasuring himself with the other hand. What the fuck? So she divorced him.
Why?
Oh, right.
And he no longer works at Horses, but the food is great.
right. Wait, this is a real place.
You can look it up right now on your Google.
Oh, my God.
Type in Horses, hold cats, up.
What the fuck?
Jerking off.
Horses, cats, jerking off.
I'm sure that'll...
So he was jerking off on the cat, or he was inside the cat?
No. You know? No, I think he was harming the cat. It's sick.
Oh, my God. Hold up.
He's apparently... there's like a hold case up. Again, like potential murder, like somewhere, I believe, in Thailand. Oh. That they're investigating. He's a bad guy.
Wow. And, okay. I found the LA Times article. Hold up.
It's fascinating because it's so unusual.
Start reading. Fucking, I don't want to subscribe to your shit. Just subscribe. Show it to me.
Show the support.
Okay. You know what? Motherfucker. I'll just read the Reddit comments. Hold on. It's even worse, though. The LA Times story only touches upon what Will did. His name was Will. I don't feel like typing it here, but a simple Twitter search will suffice. My good friend works here. It's a crazy story, but she hates how clickbaity this article is. Doesn't focus on... Hold on. Let me click on the... That's fascinating, Rick. When did all this transpire?
Recently.
You heard about it? Just through the...
It's like Miranda Sings.
right. I'm plugged into the YouTube.
Maybe
sphere.
That former chef should do a ukulele...
Well, listen. I got him better. Hold on. I can help this guy out. Hold on. Because if we use really, really good music, we can do this. And you know what we're going to... Hold on. Like, check this out. You know, there's been a lot of people talking about...
Is this the end of the podcast?
No. Oh. I'm just... No, wait. In fact, you know what? Wait, I got better music for this. I'm trying to come up with a melody for... Oh, wait. How about this?
Thank you so much.
Sorry, fucked your cat. Then I strangled it today. I love to do it. It's so fun, it's fun. I jizz everywhere. Then your cat went rare, rare. Then I got scared. But I'm so sorry, you know? Like, I'm helping the guy.
I have a Michelin star.
Yeah. Wait, so this was a top
6-month reservation to get in to my beautiful restaurant.
Let's bust out the catnip, yeah.
Are you eating beef ragu? Are you eating cat ragu? We should change the name of our restaurant to Cats.
Wait. Hold up. I got to clarify some things about this story.
The restaurant's called Horses.
Horses. Okay. From what you heard,
Have you been to the restaurant? Because you said the food's delicious.
It apparently is.
Okay. Right. Okay.
I was actually trying to go tonight.
What would you order?
Cat.
Yeah, cat pie. Yeah.
Hey, can I have a cat, please? I heard you guys off menu. I heard you guys have a cat.
I wonder what the guy... Hold on.
They're like, get the fuck out.
Horses restaurant. This is fat. Thank you for this gift, Rick. This
You're
is
welcome.
So juicy and
Hey, don't thank me. Thank this man for being cat man. Disgusting. Yeah. Human horses. Beings are the worst, aren't they?
You know what's funny?
Other animals just like kill for food. Humans like...
Horses restaurant. Yeah.
Cat. Serving fine dining.
Okay.
Having everything, but it's not enough not to have the hottest restaurant. You need more. You know what I need?
Yeah.
I need to jerk off a cat.
I this is the guy.
That's the guy. Look at him.
Oh my God.
Yeah, look
he
at that.
He looks like he fucks a cat.
Wait,
check it out. That's a cat fucker if I ever saw one.
Yeah.
Blake, I'm worried. Don't you have a cat?
No.
No? Damn, oh, okay.
Blake, he kind of looks like you, dude. This guy kind of looks like you, bro.
Yeah. Oh, is he? What's his last name? Do you know?
What the fuck?
Let me see. Let me see. No. Well, you know what? No. The only thing I will say, no pun intended, they have the whiskers. This here, the mustache kind of thing.
No pun intended?
No pun intended. But
whiskers.
But this guy is a
That's
great...
That's what he should change his name of his place.
Whiskers. Yeah. And then, you know, like those crazy theme restaurants?
Can you
like,
call the restaurant and tell them? I don't think they have a phone.
Oh, yeah?
You could be like, hey, we got a better name for you. How about whiskers?
What if I left a voicemail?
Yeah.
Hold up.
I support it.
Horses Restaurant.
A little comedy?
Horses Restaurant number. Okay, we might have to edit this out in case somebody actually picks up.
Why?
Oh, just, I think you need someone's permission to use their thing, right?
I do it all the time.
Oh, yeah, you do it on your show? Yeah? That's cool. Yeah, there's no fucking anything. Oh, it's closed. Oh, it's closed?
You have your listening audience. They can do it.
Right.
Everybody call in. No, don't do anything I say.
Right.
Alex Jones, they sued him for $1 trillion.
Yeah, let's leave horses alone.
Leave them alone.
Let's leave him to be.
And we should leave cats alone, right, too.
Do you think he was specifically, like, he liked cats? Or do you think he was just,
I think if she had dogs, it's whatever was around. Mm. But I think people, you know, that abuse animals like that, they're
sick.
They're demonic.
Yeah. They're disgusting.
You're taking advantage of a poor animal that it
does. You are disgusting.
It's gross.
You are gross that you fuck a cat. Fuck a human or your hand.
I don't think he fucked the cat.
Oh, he didn't fuck it.
No.
He just masturbated and strangled it.
Yeah.
Still.
Which is weird. Think like it's very disturbing.
Right. Like, I wonder what the thought process is.
It's very Patrick Bateman from American Psycho.
And then it's very like, I wonder, like, was he like, okay, so he's with his wife, right? He had a girlfriend or a wife?
Wife. The chef and co-owner of the restaurant.
Oh, interesting. So I imagine that night while they're eating and his brain is racing sexually of the cat masturbation that he's going to do. And he's eager to like, okay, honey, go to sleep. You know, like, it's like get her out of the way so he can do his passions and stuff. That's disgusting. Disgusting. Vile. Absolutely vile. The friendship episode. Absolutely vile.
God.
Absolutely. Absolutely disgusting. Rick.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Rick, that was very disturbing.
Yeah.
Blake, how do you feel about that?
I went down a dark path right now.
But I want to.
I have a question. When
go
you
for
visited
it.
Nas in jail, was it like a visiting thing or like through the glass?
It was through the glass.
What do they call that when you.
Partition?
No. What do they call it when they let couples in jails fuck?
Conjugal visits. Because they thought we were boyfriends. And they were like, you guys don't want to fuck? And we were like, no.
They're like, oh, we misread the situation. Yeah, and then they put us back in the glass.
Yeah.
Please take a moment and hit those like and subscribe buttons. While a small gesture, it really means a lot to Wild 7 Studios and allows us to continue creating meaningful and fun content for your viewing pleasure.